Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Our daily devotional today was about hope in Jesus. It says, never forget. And as Rudy was reading it, I go, what did we just say? Because I've had a rough morning. Anyway, let's get started. My hope is in Jesus because he has never let me down. For such a time as this, we know that there is one for sure absolute, and that is your love, O God. We thank you for your arms that rescue and save and heal. You are the one who will punish our enemies. You will give us boldness to do your will. We may never forget, that you are the great I am. This silly little world down here is in numerous turmoils and conflicts. Most are caused from the conflicts within our own beings or within our own people. Help us to separate truth from fiction and discern each situation, picking and choosing our battles wisely, that we might be better witnesses for you. I ask that you continue to watch over our president, President Donald Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence. I ask that you will surround them with wise counsel. Give them both the gift to see who is wise and who has their own agenda. Watch over their families, O Lord, and keep all of them safe. I ask now that you be with me during this show. Bless my guest today. Thank you for what Daniel is doing as he leads Power the Future and advocates for jobs and rural America and all America. May we today have a great show packed with good information, encouragement, and a bit of humor and fun. For such a time as this, we give this hour to you, O Lord. Amen. Well, this is just in. It was breaking news while I was writing this opening. Per Rudy and his Casey's app, this is National Pizza Week, so plan a pizza party. Take a pizza to work. Pizza makes politics go down easier. So fill up your tank and take a pizza home to the family. Happy National Pizza Week. Casey's Pizza brings the family together. Maybe Casey's Pizza can bring a nation together. Okay, Casey's just got a free pizza commercial, so we're going to have to jump on them and try to get them back on the show. We welcome to CSC Talk Radio, Daniel. We welcome you back. I kind of bet you prefer that New York pizza. Everybody from New York brags about their New York pizza, but you should try Casey's Pizza if you haven't yet.
I am sure Casey's Pizza is a wonderful pizza, but of course I'm partial to where I grew up.
you know, all of us are.
I rarely even eat pizza outside of New York, especially here in D.C., because it's just an abomination. It's just flatbread with things on it. So I try to save my pizza for New York trips.
It doesn't have the grease dripping out of it or anything?
It doesn't have a good crunch. It doesn't fold well. You know, there's lots of
factors. I was
going to
say, you got to fold that pizza. Yeah. Well, Casey's is a general store in rural America, and if you ever get an opportunity, I know you're busy, but you might read their story. It's a really amazing story of how they got started doing this general store, and they're a filling station, you know, for lack of a better word, they're a filling station. But when they started doing pizza, they said, we're going to do it the best or we're not going to do it all, and they do have a really good pizza. So it may not be New York pizza, but it is good pizza. We'll have to give that to you the next time you come. We'll have a pizza party. How's that sound?
I look forward to that.
All right. What's going on in the... I mean, it's so much going on. You heard the bad news, didn't you, that Cory Booker had to resign. I mean, he's not...
I know.
He's not in the campaign anymore. So we're all kind of sad about that. As we
exactly.
Get
you know, anyway. And I was thinking Cory is just about 50 years old, and he is from a fairly safe state. And and I realized I'm 45 years old, and I thought for the rest of my life, he will be the senator from New Jersey, and he'll accomplish nothing. He will do nothing of significance or consequence. I'm sure he will tell you that he's a champion of the poor who cares deeply about the issues in our country, but he will do absolutely nothing for the rest of his career, and we've accepted that. That's kind of the standard practice for many of these senators who are there for a long time, lifelong appointments. And Cory Booker is just one more.
According to Babylon Bee, he got his participation trophy. So don't say he did nothing, because according to them, he got his participation trophy.
Well, he did get a trophy for it. You know, what's interesting to me in the news cycle right now in the presidential, and I'm sure you and your fantastic listeners at CSC Talk Radio saw in the news, was all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Elizabeth Warren just happens to remember a conversation where Bernie Sanders told her that a woman could never be elected president in America. And it's crazy because it happened in 2018, and it has nothing to do with the fact that in the latest round of polls, three weeks before the Iowa caucus, Bernie is destroying her. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's outraising her 2.5-1. No. This is just out of the clear blue. She happens to remember that Bernie Sanders is a sexist, just like she happened to remember she was Native American. She happened to remember her dad was a janitor. She happened to remember
she got fired when she was pregnant.
She happened to remember her kids went to public school. Right? This woman has a track record of lying, and this is just another lie, and the media is just running with it to carry her water. Oh, my God. Now at the next debate, Bernie cannot win, because if he denies it, he doesn't believe women, right? He's not embracing her pain.
Must always
if he accepts it. Exactly. If he accepts it, he's a sexist. If he says he made a mistake, are you criticizing someone? You know what? Like, because she's a woman, she's emotional, and she got her facts wrong. Is that what you're saying, Bernie? So Bernie knows he's
not allowed
in the corner.
He's not allowed to criticize her because she is female. Now, she was shocked and disappointed that he had told his staff people to start, talking about her in a bad way, in a negative way. And he says he did nothing of the sort. And I'm thinking, you people are running for president against one another. Of course you're going to put each other down eventually. It's going to happen. So the debate this evening, I don't know if it's really going to be interesting. They're pretty boring, but I guess we'll try to watch it, at least part of it.
You know, and I was talking to a friend of mine who does this professionally. You know, he's a journalist here in town, a good one. And we were talking last night about the number of Bernie Sanders supporters who did not vote for Hillary. They felt that the system was rigged against their candidate, but they also felt really disgruntled with the state of the economy. They felt that they weren't getting a raw deal. They were almost like Ross Perot voters who saw NAFTA for what it was, who saw jobs disappearing. And those Bernie Sanders became Trump supporters. I contend they're not going to defect from Donald Trump. I think now that he's proven that he has their back, they will stay loyal to him. But that's not the question. The question is, will they realize that the media is a corrupt institution? Because they see it happening again in 2020, just like it happened in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. Here is Bernie Sanders starting to make some traction, starting to gain some momentum, raising a lot of money. And all of a sudden, the establishment is realizing a conversation 2 years ago that's going to tank him and ruin his chance of winning the nomination. It's a corrupt, dirty process the Democrats put together.
It is. But I want to talk about that when we come back, because I didn't do my homework this morning. I forgot. My devotional was don't forget, but I already forgot. And because they were talking about this last night. We're heading into a break. But they were talking about this last night, about how Bernie's campaigning on making a difference, you know, away from the system of the establishment. And I want to talk about how long has he been trying this. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have a caller, but before I go to him, I did my homework over the commercials. I should have done this early this morning. Senator, now, Bernie Sanders, was a representative for 16 years. He was elected to the Senate in 2006, so he's been a senator for 14 years. He has been in the establishment trying to make changes for 30 years. So if anybody believes he really wants to make a change, you might ask him what change that is, because he's done very well as an established person in the system, I would say. What do you think, Daniel?
I agree, and he's had a very comfortable living doing it. That kind of goes back to my initial comment I made about Cory Booker. Once these folks get into these elected offices from safe districts or safe states, they kind of coast. And I blame the voters a little bit. Right, we need to get out there, and need to keep hold them accountable, and we need to go to town halls, and we need to ask tough questions. But Senator Sanders is a great example of someone who has been in the establishment saying, I'm going to fight for the blah, blah, but he's been doing it since before I was born. And the funny thing about Sanders, he's the junior senator from Vermont. Pat Leahy's been there even longer. I said, what is he done?
He's the young one, huh? Oh, my gosh.
He's
it's
the
crazy.
Young one.
Well, I don't trust one of them, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Tim from Iowa, and Iowa's going to be the happening place here pretty soon. Tim, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, Beth. The weather's holding up pretty good, so the candidates are all making their rounds.
Lucky Iowa.
Times, And a lot of times they got to meet in school, so they end up with a crowd. So, the kids will come to something if they're going to have some time off from school. So,
got to keep them somewhere.
I'm actually thinking about starting a third party here, a new Marxist party, and our founding fathers are going to be Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zeppo. Because I've become totally independent because I realize I don't want to be a part of either party that have me as a member. So.
Oh, wow.
But I was just wondering what Daniel thought of the Phase 1 trade agreement that's going to get signed tomorrow. It looks like a good first step. Of course, we can't trust the Chinese with it, but I don't know if you've seen anything. As far as from an energy standpoint, is there anything in there that you see that you think is going to help the situation?
That's a great question. It is phase one, and I am excited to see how it goes. I think the challenge for the president and for America is to hold the Chinese accountable to what they are agreeing in this in phase one before we move on. There is a lot of language about intellectual property. There is a lot of language about the tariffs is easy, right? Because businesses will hold China accountable, saying, "Hey, I'm still charged X for importing or exporting this good." But the intellectual property, the corruption, and I hate to say it this bluntly, China is a cheater. China cheating is totally comfortable in their culture. So there is no incentive for them to not shake hands and say, let's go forward, and then go back to China and say, let's do what we want. They're a country of tremendous human rights abuses, so it doesn't surprise me that they will try to cheat. So I'm optimistic, but it's China. I never trust the Chinese to do anything. When it comes to energy, I don't believe there are any energy provisions. China is still the largest purchaser of Iranian oil. I wish that weren't the case, but it is. So I don't know. It's a great question. I should dig into it more to look at the energy provisions, especially the coal provisions, because they are the largest importer of coal, mostly from Australia. Australia is the world's largest oil coal exporter. But I know we import coal from China, so I'd love to find out what's going on there. A great question.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, they say you sign a treaty with China, and then you start working to enforce it, because they sign something, and the signature is pretty much worthless. So, but I know out here in farm country, the tariffs are not being waived, so that's a big thing. The thing that struck me was Lighthizer was talking last night that the goal of this isn't to separate the American and Chinese economies from each other, but to try and level the playing field. So. And the extreme, and you probably see it there a lot, the extremism of the establishment free traders that you see in the press, it's just astounding, because they know from the standpoint, they know from the get-go that the goal wasn't to totally cut ourselves off from having trade with China. The goal is to level the playing field. Have a factory there and have a factory here. What's wrong with that goal?
Exactly. I have reconciled my love of capitalism with things like tariffs, things like just the problems we're having with China, based on a quote, something that Tucker Carlson said that I just thought was very wise and resonated with me. And he said, we don't live in an economy. We live in a society. And so for any of the folks, the Koch brother followers who say, what about capitalism? What about free markets? I love free markets, but I don't live in a marketplace. I live in a society. And if the marketplace is being used to corrupt society, then I want society to regulate the marketplace. And so maybe the free market people out there are saying, how do you, by the way, Milton Friedman and Adam Smith, but China is a corrupt and dirty player. And I am okay with America taking the steps it needs to ensure that there are fair markets and free markets.
Yeah, the morality of exploiting cheap Chinese child labor alone, we've turned our backs on that for way too long, and it's got to stop. I mean, they have children working over there in conditions and hours that we got rid of 120 20 years ago that was happening here. So,
I
think it's a good step tomorrow, and I think there'll be a big stock market day because of it.
Well, that'll be an interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, as far as the human trafficking and the abuse on the children that we have there in China, we should put AOC on that. She'll take care of that. Because we know that's what she's deeply concerned about. I'm being facetious here. All right, Tim. Yes, we're going
to. I just wanted to say one quick thing about rare earth minerals. China has cornered the market on most of the world's rare earths, and all of these are extremely important for green technology. We've talked a lot about green technology on this show. I, of course, love the technology. I hate subsidies, but if it can compete, why would I be opposed to them? I'm not. I think they're great. But they require an awful lot of rare earths. The majority of them come from China, mostly because environmentalists do not let us mine for them here in America. And that's going to be a huge problem, especially when you see people like Chuck Schumer, who are putting electric car mandates. Every one of the Democrat nominees has green energy mandates because of the Green New Deal. That's going to drive up the rare earth market huge. And are we just going to enrich China so that we can get very expensive, taxpayer-subsidized wind and solar? I don't think that's a very good use of the quote-unquote fair market.
So, yeah. Tim, are you still there? I was going to ask you if you're going to attend the caucus.
I don't know yet. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Just one quick thing. The thing that I'm seeing out here, and I'm not getting around very much. The thing that I'm seeing out here, as far as, he's got some socialist ideas, but this Andrew Yang is a really sharp, sharp young guy.
Pretty dynamic.
He's starting to draw some crowds. And he's very intelligent. I would call him a liberal Trump, as far as he's trying to address solutions. He's not looking at bigger government. Yes, bigger government is a solution there. But he does have some great, great ideas. And he'd be a good one to look at for 4 years down the road as far as continuing an idea of stepping outside the box and reforming the establishment. And what I find amazing is all the candidates of a Trump-type candidate that I've seen in 16 years of caucus experience. They're treating him in the Democratic Party just the same way the Republican candidates I always supported that never won out in here. They're treating him the same way. The establishment is the establishment in both parties. And if you come in with new ideas that are outside of the box and are good for the constituents, they don't have any time for you.
I hear the music. We're headed into a break. They're definitely established. Bernie Sanders has been there 30 years, and they're not all hep about Bernie. I mean, they threw him, you know, they threw him away for Hillary, and then Hillary couldn't win. And I don't think, if I was one of his supporters, I don't think I'd forget that, because he caved. He let them do that. So, anyway, we're heading into break. Thank you, Tim. We have another caller on hold. Larry, if you be patient, we'll get with you as soon as we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. We'll be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. While we're on the trade topic, we have Larry from Missouri with a question or a comment about China. Larry, how are you doing today?
Okay, Beth. Yeah, I can compare China to the out of control forest fires in California and Australia. What makes a forest fire out of control? It's the wind. Okay. The wind is like the investors and inventors of this country. What do? When they invent something, they go straight to China. We're like the wind. We're like throwing gasoline on fire. They go straight to China because they can get their products built for like $2 and sell somewhere else over here for like $20, you know.
And you know, it's sad that that's true. And I quit watching Shark Tank because I got upset with them. Besides, I watch the news nonstop. But this was several years ago, and they had a young man on there, and I can't remember what state he was from. It seems like it was one of the southern states. And he invented a. What's that?
That's what I'm trying to say. Something like Shark Tank. They always try to rip the inventors off and.
Well,
let me finish.
Yeah. So this young man won. They were going to fund him, but they were going to insist that he have it made in China. And he said, no, I want to have it done in my hometown, you know, kind of like My Pillow does. And then they wouldn't fund him. But he did end up getting funded, and he's done very well, and I can't remember what the product was. It was some kind of thing for the back of a pickup truck. And I can't think what they were. But then, anyway, that's what it was, and he was... And that's when I said, you know, I'm done with these guys. So I didn't
watch anymore. First thing, people, they try to make all the money they can the cheapest way they can so they can get richer.
I understand making a profit. And, well, I don't know why. I don't really understand. I haven't made one. But I do understand that you want to make a profit. But it's gotten out of hand, just like you say, the wildfire. So I'm going to thank you, Larry. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, Daniel, it is kind of like that. It is kind of like the wildfires, and America's propping them up. America's helping them.
That's a great point you raise, and it's funny, as your gentleman caller was speaking, I actually was thinking of Shark Tank, too, and the amount of times they bring a product forward and they say, but when I move manufacturing to China, I'll lower the price point and we'll have better... we'll have better margins. And they all nod and say, well, that's exactly what we want to do. And this is the contradiction that the Democrat Party finds itself in. Because on the one hand, they demand a living wage. They talk about how we have to have a $15 minimum wage. People deserve to make more money, et cetera. But then on the other hand, when it comes to something like the trade war with China, they oppose it. And say, well, but don't you realize that the reason why it's cheaper to make it in China is that they pay their folks pennies, or they use this flat-out-and-out indentured servitude. So is it better to send your manufacturing to China and keep people in bondage, basically? Or is it better to demand that those products be made here, and even if it is a little bit more expensive for the consumer, but we are keeping small towns alive, we are giving jobs to Americans. Again, the Koch brother free trade people would be going bonkers right now listening to me say this. But that's the contradiction the Democrat Party is in. They want it both, but you can't have it both ways. You have to choose one. And I choose jobs for Americans.
And we remember too well that that the one gentleman, Mark, on the, I can't remember his last name, on Shark Tank, definitely an anti-Trumper. He was always putting Trump down, and I haven't heard much out of him here lately. But it was obvious that I thought it looked like rich man jealousy, but but that's what they do. They want everybody to go and have them made in China and get it done as cheap as possible so they can make a bigger buck, you know, a little more profit.
Yeah.
And so these men and women are already wealthy. Cuban. It's Mark Cuban. That was his name.
Mark Cuban, yeah, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, big tech.
Well, he's one of them on Shark Tank. Yeah.
Yep. And he technically is on the quote-unquote right. He said he would run as a Republican. He threatened he was going to primary Donald Trump, but I don't think he really wants to do that. I think at this point, the anti-Trump Republicans, in my mind, are just complete jealous, envious people. They are just completely envious of the fact that he has achieved what the Republican Party's talked about for decades, what no one has done. People like Mitt Romney never would have had the guts to do. And he's done it. And they hate him as an individual, and so they hate even more. And we all do this in life. I'm not a saint. I know someone very darn well who I dislike, and if they made a cake and I took a bite, I'm like, I don't like it. Even though my taste buds are saying, boy, that's a damn good cake, my mind is saying, no, it's disgusting. It's dry. I don't like it. Why? Because that person made it, and I don't like that person. We do this all the time, so I'm not surprised there are anti-Trump
Republicans. We're pretty bad. But, you know, getting back to this establishment just for a little bit, my producer texted me, we need term limits, and I agree 100%. Term limits are what we need with these guys because it's Congress. You know, we can blame all the presidents in the world on the good and the bad and the ugly or whatever. But Congress is the one who makes the laws, and then they're mad if, like President Trump, enforces the laws that they made. And it goes on and on and on. And I said a long time ago, I couldn't figure out what their hatred was for Donald Trump when he was running, when he was campaigning. And then it hit me. It was the trade and it was the immigration. They're making money off of these deals that they're making. That's why I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And when you see them that they're in there 30 years like Bernie and all of a sudden capitalism's bad, for everyone else. So he's promoting socialism, and he's very, very vocal about it. And then we've got followers of his, like AOC. She refuses to pay her dues to the Democrat Party. And, you know, they're established, and they're arrogant. And they really, like you said, they really don't care about the people at home. They don't. So,
no, they care about power, and they care about their actual position, and that's about it. And again,
and the silver lining in their pockets.
Yeah, and that's why Bernie's been there for so many decades, and that's why Cory is on his way to be there for so many decades. It is a very comfortable life and a comfortable living. And you're right, the president really ran on immigration. We don't talk about that anymore. It's amazing. I guess the issue went away. Right? Now all we talk about is Ukraine. Now we're debating what the word imminent is. And I'm sure your great listeners have seen how the media manufactures a Trump scandal. Trump said we had to take out this Iranian general because there was an imminent threat. They say, what does the word imminent mean? Was it happening anytime right now? They said imminent means it was going to happen. Now they say, oh, my gosh, it wasn't an imminent threat. And now put on CNN or MSNBC if you have nothing in your stomach, because I don't want you to lose your lunch. But put it on and watch them debate what the word imminent is. And now we demand the White House explain to us what the word imminent means. We're not discussing.
Well, why don't we have Soleimani. Nancy Pelosi explain that?
Exactly, right?
Because he was an imminent existential threat. And we have to impeach him, and then we're going to hold it.
This is the world of process crimes of this administration. You know, they did nothing wrong, but we're going to find that they did something wrong in the process of doing something right. That's why Mike Flynn is in jail. That's why Paul Manafort is in jail, because not what they did, but the process in which they did it. That's the normal for American politics. I just hope the Republicans remember if they ever become in the majority.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I don't trust the Senate. I don't trust the Republicans. I know I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but I don't trust any of them anymore because so many of them on both sides of the aisle have been there 28, 30 years, 25 years, 22 years, 38 years. I mean, how long have they been there? What is it they fixed? And all of a sudden we get a man in the office for 3 years and everything that's ever happened is his fault. And I ain't buying it, and I don't think most of America is. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. I haven't even given his website, powerofthefuture.com. That's powerofthefuture.com. You're listening to Daniel and Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I normally don't take calls in the last segment, but we did have one call in just in the nick of time. We've got John from Missouri. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. Hey, I wanted to comment on the China, you know, inventions going to China. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with the pay at all. I think that basically what happens is when you throw in the EPA, the lawyers, all the other regulations, the payroll taxes and, you know, labor rules, the zoning, you just add it all up. You may never even get your product built in America. It's possible that you'd just be stuck in a bureaucratic squeeze until you're broke, whereas you just go to China and you're done.
That's absolutely true. It is still the bottom line, though. They, you know, they're going to get away from all those regulations that have been hammered on our industries here, and then they'll get cheap labor too. So they've got a win-win situation if they go over there, and we've created that here.
Yeah,
and I
the
do
government
believe
created
design.
That. We didn't do it.
No, well, you're right. You and I didn't do it. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. We did need a reminder. Thank you. You know, Daniel, one of your favorite mayors, Bloomberg, that's running for president, he came out with this statement about illegal aliens. You know, he's all for hiring the illegal aliens over America because it is about the bottom line. What did you think about that statement of his?
I unfortunately did not see his statement, but I not having read it, I pretty much am sure I could write it, so I know exactly how he feels on these issues. But I did not see his statement. But Bloomberg,
yeah,
you know, he's trying so hard to win that he is compromising things that he did as mayor. He, for all intents and purposes, was a good mayor of the largest city in the country. Couple things I hated, right? The soda ban, the trans fat ban, the salt ban, all of these things. But I go to bed at night and wake up in the morning afraid that someone's going to knock down my doors. I want opportunity. I want jobs. I want security. On those big issues, Bloomberg wasn't bad.
But all of the principles he had to embrace to be good on those issues, he has gotten rid of. And immigration now is one. Now he's a total open borders advocate, and he was not as mayor of New York.
That's interesting. Well, you wrote a you or one of your people wrote an article called The Big Picture. And I thought we would talk about that as we're bringing this show to an end, because there is a big picture. And I think sometimes we fail to see, you know, I've got that old saying, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees. So let's talk about your article, The Big Picture.
Of all the things that we have at stake, I mean, it is, how many months away are we from Election Day? You know, we're going on 10 months right now. And there is an awful lot on the line. The purpose of that is to talk about all of the things that are at stake when it comes to the 2020 election, right? You know, we're talking about Soleimani and Iran. We're talking about energy, which obviously for me is the most important aspect of the presidential election, right? But we have to have them all looped in together and see the most important thing. Running the economy is oil and gas, right? I talked about this a little bit on the end of the year show that I had with you, talking about how much oil and gas we produce in America, right? We used to, not long ago, talk about running out of oil. I think there was they used to call them elephants, right? These elephants don't exist anymore, meaning these huge oil patches in the world, you can't find them anymore. They're gone. And the big picture is they're not gone. We're discovering more of them. We just didn't have the technology to do so right now. And so this idea that America is in a vulnerable place, or we need to change our economy because we're running out of fossil fuels, we're running out of opportunity, it's all just a myth. It kind of makes you wonder who is telling us these things to begin with, right? So energy undergirds everything. I talked about Soleimani, right, and Iran, and we talked about just jobs and manufacturing and moving things to China. And your last caller was absolutely spot on how expensive we make it to operate in America. If President Trump can lower one cost, which is utilities, making things, turning on your factory lights, running your machines, if we can make that cheaper, maybe more and more people will stay in America and stop going to China, stop going. And just like last week when I was on your call on Friday, we talked about the president revising the Environmental Regulations Act, which said the amount of red tape you had to go through before you built anything or before you dug a hole in the ground. If we can make it easier to do business in America, jobs will stay here. America will stay strong. America will stay prosperous. So there are so many things at stake. I hate that we focus on the president's tweets and his personality, because at the end of the day, that's not what keeps us safe or keeps us prosperous.
That's not the big picture, is it? And as a working in construction, as a builder, as he calls himself, he knows about those problems, those restrictions, and those things that bog down America. I don't think he wants things to be unsafe, but it's gone way over the factor of being safe. I mean, these guys, when they go and dig a hole to put a building in, they got to have the dirt analyzed to see what bug or organism might be there that could be rare. I mean, it's just gone crazy with what they have to do before they can put a building on the ground.
It really has. And if you're doing any type of business, and I know you have so many small business and big business owners, private businesses, I should say, listeners who are engaging with us right now, when you budget, when you look at the future, when you forecast, you do have to look at your known knowns and your known unknowns. But if you can say, all right, well, my electricity bill is going to be X for the next 12 months, and my insurance bill is going to be X for the next couple of months. If you don't know what those things are, how do you plan for next year? And so if I don't know what utilities are going to cost next year, because we may have a Green New Deal, they may shut down the coal plant a couple miles away, and we may have to switch, and that could drive our prices up three times, right? Look at what they pay in green states like California. That's why, again, going back to your very smart last caller, that's why businesses go overseas. Sadly,
exactly.
Sometimes the corruption in China is easier to deal with than the unknown known of dealing with a liberal politician who's going to bring a bunch of Greenpeace activists and shut down your farm because you're killing cows because you're a meat processing plant, right? Those are the things that you can't handle.
you can't, business can't survive.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. I really appreciate you, Daniel. We've had a lot of fun today. I thank you so much. Go have some pizza. I don't care where you get it. Just go get you some pizza. And happy National Pizza Day. And thank you for all that you do there with Power of the Future to take care of jobs in rural America and all America, because there isn't anything, just like you said, that isn't affected by our energy industry. And we need to take care of it and guard it. Thank you, Daniel, for all that you do. I appreciate it so much. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. Visit Daniel's website. It's powerthefuture.com, powerthefuture.com. If you can't remember that, just go to csetalkradio.com, which is even longer, and click on the icon because it's right there on the front page. And we appreciate all that Daniel does and all of our sponsors. We appreciate them so very, very much, because it takes every one of us to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.